Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
That is the proof in the pudding right there. That is the proof in the pudding of what I always talk about.
What's that?
If you give somebody a sweatshirt for free, it probably won't make it home. They'll probably throw it in the trash it gets home.
Make
a sweatshirt cost a few hundred? They're going to know where.
That's a lot of hundreds. I hung it up because I came from a party with that on. And I just kept it there because it's a very. I don't like moving that shit around.
Wait, okay, so we're talking about the Louis Vuitton sweater in the intro.
In the intro, right? Yeah.
Which is a very, very nice sweater.
I love that guy.
Very nice sweater.
That shit is preserved.
So you always hang this sweater up?
Yep.
Like, all right, if you about to get busy, your girl about to get busy, you don't pull the sweater off and throw it on the ground?
Not that. Not the way that shit is sewn up. That's Louis Vuitton. You better respect that orange bag. No, Lord. Hold on, babe. Your pussy will be just as wet if I fold this goddamn sweater.
Jesus Christ. Way to let them know who comes first,
hey,
man.
Hey, babe. And I'll be like, babe, you bought it for me. What the fuck I look like going to throw
shit,
it on?
No. Man. So, but other clothes do get thrown on the floor.
Yeah.
So, like, the undershirt, where you throw it, you'll take the Louis Vuitton off, hang that up, and then take the undershirt off, throw it right on the floor.
Right on the floor. $10 is different from $2,000.
He is so selective. Jesus Christ, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Good word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Ainge.
And yeah, man, we got a great episode, man. Family episode. Again, just need to catch up, get in tune with the family. It's going to be a fun, good family episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to do a lot of family shit here. So before we get into some family shit, let's just do plugs. Let's do plugs first and foremost.
Plug music.
Get them out the fucking way.
All right.
The gang is getting back on the road. So here's the deal. We got some shows coming up. By the time this comes out, if you're hearing this, I'll be in Connecticut at the Hartford Funny Bone. Tickets are, you know, if you've already been there, you've been in the building. Okay. Allentown. No Need is coming to Allentown at the Emus Theater. What's that? November 26th and then December 15th to the 18th. We both will be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. Those tickets are available at any link in my bio or on the No Need bio. So go check us out. Anything else you got coming up on the dolo there, Derek?
I'm always doing shows somewhere. So I'll just keep y'all posted. I'm doing an hour for the New York Underground Comedy Festival.
Oh, shit.
I'm doing a new hour. I'm going to try to present it to people. So, yeah, you should probably come out. It's going to be the upstairs room at the Stand.
Okay.
What they're doing is I'm taking all the tables out and just putting in chairs.
When is this?
This is, I think New York Comedy Club is...
New York Comedy Festival is November.
November before
first
Thanksgiving?
Second weekend what, in, first or second week of November. Yeah.
That
Black Ass is supposed to be in there also,
absolutely,
man. So make sure you guys be on the lookout for that. Black Ass is every Sunday, too. So I'll add, as a matter of fact, we actually got to take a break from Black Ass.
Yeah. Talk about that.
I'm going to be away, and then we're going to be... I'm going to be in Phoenix the second week, and then we'll be in Vegas for Skankfest. So... Black Ass will take a 3-week hiatus.
We'll
be back the third week of October.
Absolutely.
So sit tight and actually enjoy it because, we'll talk about why we need to take a break for that also. Real quick, I just want to plug my album, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon. Thank you all so much. Number one on Amazon, and we hit number one on Apple Music.
There you
go. So thank you everybody for downloading. Thank you everybody for streaming. Thank you Aaron Berg, Bobby Tambora, everybody over at Incancelable Records that helped me put that thing together, Brooklyn Comedy Club. I really appreciate it. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it, man. It's fucking amazing.
Absolutely. What else? else? I got Amy Schumer. Inside Amy Schumer's coming back out October 20th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Paramount Plus, if you got it. I wrote and started my first sketch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's on Inside Amy Schumer.
That's dope, man.
So it's a two-part sketch. I don't know when it's coming out, but look out for Inside Amy. That's my first. And then Blue Bloods is coming out in November.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn. We successful as shit.
Yeah. We doing all right.
All right, go ahead. Kill that plug music.
We doing all right.
Kill that plug music.
You got number one, and I'm doing shows.
Yeah,
and
man.
Niggas is nice now.
I know. And you would think that that would translate every week. Like, there should never be any lows, right?
No lows. Absolutely no lows whatsoever.
There should be no lows. We're flying high.
Flying real high. Too close to the sun, some might say. Some say too close to the sun.
Oh, man. That's what happens. When you fly high, you hit turbulence.
You do hit a little turbulence.
That's what Sci High said at the beginning of that. It's turbulence is the price you pay for flying high.
Yeah.
So, man, Black Ass, I ain't gonna lie. Black Ass was not a movie this week.
Was not a movie.
Black Ass was not a movie
it
this
week.
It
was not a movie.
I don't know.
It was a stinker. And it pains me to say this, but my word, sometimes you need change because it's always been a movie.
I don't know whose fault it was because it was, I mean, like, all right, I did shrooms before the show. Like, I did them for the day, but they should have been done.
Yeah, but you had like a big dose.
I don't think it was a big dose. It was
just
a regular.
You had too much in the chocolate.
I can tell you, this chocolate stunk.
Oof.
Like, you could smell the mushrooms. They were potent, dude.
Oof.
Potent.
Oof.
Like, I've never had just raw mushrooms without the chocolate or a powder
terrible.
Pill or anything like that. Right.
I
so
fuck with
this
gut.
Was the closest to it I've ever been. Like, that shit smelled awful.
Oh.
And it felt like my rhythm wasn't on when we got on stage. I don't know. The crowd was okay.
The crowd was also on shrooms.
That was true.
And it was just a weird night. I heard that all of the DC Flies, they was in Queens.
Yeah.
So that could have fucked us.
Yeah.
The weather wasn't the best. Like, it was
The week before, it was pouring down rain.
And they came out.
Yeah. So I think this was just, I think just the juju was off.
The juju was off.
You know, we powered through, but we're going to take a break, make y'all appreciate us, man. And the juju was off. And I think we got to talk about why the juju was off, man.
Okay.
The juju was off, man. I think, you know, the podcast is going through some fucking changes.
It is.
You know what I mean? Apologize to all the fans out there. We had some technical difficulties last week, man.
If you
ever have a friend that has a guy, nobody can find something, but your friend has a guy. Well, I've got your guy for auto parts. And it's rockauto.com. They've been in business for 20 years. And while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy. I'm telling you, rockauto.com has auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. If you've got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now's the time to keep your car well maintained. It feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at low prices. So go check out rockauto.com if you're looking for auto parts. Rock Auto is your guy, and let them know we sent you by at checkout. Yell at them. And I know this from NNFA podcast. Kidding. There's a box. Put our show name. Let them know it came from us, and then we'll get the credit for it. Other than that, go to rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Let's get back to it. I think we felt this turbulence, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think we felt this turbulence.
Also, little brother wasn't right. Is like moving through shit. My job's, no offense, I wasn't getting paid for this before. I was getting paid for podcast merch. So
okay.
Like before I was doing this, Lewis wanted me to go all full time on the podcast merch. And I said, nah, no need. That's my show. So I'm staying there. And
right.
So I sacrificed and... it's so funny. Over, I will say this. I hate you guys so much, but I love you guys. You said flew too close to the sun. Over break, vacation, my girlfriend looks at me and goes, you really are Icarus, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dumb young ass had to be, who's Icarus?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to go read a book in rehab or something, bro.
Too close to the sun.
Hopefully, hopefully they got some books in rehab, man. Listen. So
I don't need rehab. I need a friend.
And we are friends. This is the friendliest advice you're going to get, man. Listen,
you're fired.
For those who don't know,
Because we this is the first official announcement. Dylan is done producing No Need.
He's done.
So I hear the fan. I hear the comments right now.
Yeah. But that's my young boy.
I know they are in the comments right now, like, fuck yeah. No.
The one who added that drop.
And that's not me celebrating. That's not me. That is.
I don't want you to think that we celebrate.
Yeah, that's the fans. That's the fans. Me, I'm like, are you okay? And I want to know first.
Yeah.
Because right now, this is you.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
You ruined the Black Panther party. So, Dylan, and I thank Dylan because this is a noble way of going out.
He's a bold motherfucker.
Dylan, right, even though he stormed out when we let him know, because somehow
no,
Dylan...
I called my boss to see if I had a job, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right, yeah,
okay.
Word. That's even better.
Well, we heard you slam the door like
a little
girl. I heard
a door slam.
Yeah,
I thought you were shooting.
The door slams every time you open it.
I thought you were shooting squirrels, nigga. I got a little nervous.
School shooter joke, yeah.
Not even school shooter. Shooting squirrels. I ain't said nothing about no school.
Yeah. Nah. But, if he just said fish, a school of fish, yeah.
I was about to say school of squirrels. Shooter, yeah.
Right. So here's the deal.
Dave!
Because, I mean, we were getting a lot of complaints about stuff. So, you know, we always worked with the little brother as much as we could, as much as possible. You know what I mean? And I could tell you were overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was fucking
overwhelmed.
Up.
Overwhelmed.
He's got his own podcast.
Got his own.
He's got a comedy club that he's
running.
Got a
comedy club.
All right. You know, what else are you doing? Podcast merch?
I'm doing too much.
Right. And then the cocaine, the Adderall, the mushroom. Like
Mexico.
That's all just to keep it fucking going.
The nigga was shitting on himself for 3 days. This motherfucker going through psycho.
Hey, and with some serious Black Air Force One energy, too. I want to give you that.
It was supposed to be a vacation.
You went out.
I didn't relax
and once. You went out like a G. Like a straight. Because it's just like, you know.
Dylan!
You took on a lot. You took on
Dylan!
A lot. Very ambitious young white boy.
Ambitious,
you know what I mean?
Ambitious, nigga. They gonna love me for my ambition.
Right.
That's Wale.
And that's the thing. White people have been more ambitious for years.
Years.
Black people, we was chilling on Africa. We had no interest in leaving.
No interest in
white
leaving.
People
it was the motherland.
Left Europe ASAP.
They said,
because they
fuck
were
that.
Ambitious.
Ambitious.
And that still lives in you, Dylan.
And you gonna love me for my ambition.
And the only thing I'm glad is I got to tell you. Reason why.
I know.
Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Because I know you. And I know this is a setback, but you'll project out of this. You're a leader. You're not born. You're not meant to sit here and work for us. So
I know.
The same thing, because you're going to have to fire somebody the same way for the same shit.
Same shit.
I know, but it's
and
sucks.
I want
the
you.
Same shit Lewis said to me on like Real Ass Podcast. He goes, you want to be a comedian. You're not going to do that. There's a producer of my
exactly.
podcast. And now
exactly.
y'all did this to me. I know I want to be a comic, but damn, y'all. I love
Go
y'all.
Be a comic. That's what I'm saying.
Go
yeah.
be a comic.
Like,
no.
dude. This is, go be a comic.
You don't have to get rid of this if you stay a comic, my nigga.
No, well, I mean, there's still other ways that he could probably be
a part of the podcast. He think it's done.
But producing.
The crackers did this, not us.
Nah. You got too much going on.
You got too much going on.
You got way too much going on. You know what I mean?
You a star.
Yeah.
You a rock man.
So, you know.
Adderall and cocaine.
Thank you.
I almost lost my life. That's rock star shit.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Hey, I will say this, though. Came back from doing that, cried in my bed with my mom and my girlfriend while they both held me, and then did Jay's Weekend. 5 for 5.
5 for 5.
Hot 5 for 5.
There you go.
New jokes. Dave, I actually might be funny now.
There you go.
Your jokes are real.
See?
Well, yeah, you always do well in Florida.
That's what I like.
You always do well. I've never seen you not do well in Florida.
I only did like 2 shows in Florida, though.
Yeah, you did. That was for my first time. No disrespect. That's my first time seeing you do well when we went to Miami. That's my first time seeing Dylan do well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know what I mean? But that's what's up, man. I'm glad that I got to tell you to your face.
Yeah.
I'm
you
glad.
Coming to Arizona?
And I'm dead ass.
If I'm allowed.
You got to do when it, because you'll be in this position. You will see someone doing this under your watch, and you're going to go, fuck.
Talk, God.
I'm going to have to fire this motherfucker.
Talk, God. Talk, God.
But
mom,
I want you to make sure you're the one that does it.
Okay. You understand my mother?
Don't put nobody else up to it.
My mother's a supervisor. Like, she's the boss over all everybody. So I've seen she's had to fire many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and they still love him.
Guys, I'm not fired. I'm just moving on to different things.
That's right.
God damn. Can we not have a meeting where we both like all agree that we're going to tell the world?
No. As far as no need for apologies is concerned,
no need for
you're fired. You are fired.
Nah, I'm telling everyone we had a meeting before this.
Put the camera on him again so I can say, I want to make sure you get footage of me firing a white guy.
Bombs away!
Excuse me, young man. You
to your own kind,
don't
Dave.
Cover up the theater. Don't cover it up. You're fired.
We still love you, man. Absolutely.
Oh man,
what a fun time! That's yeah, a good man. Way to be. Absolutely. I like. See, this is why the family episode is the
season
greatest.
4 of No Need for Apologies. Absolutely. Starts right now.
God damn!
I want to know who else gets you guys chingy.
I want to be a grown ass man.
Chingy, we could do better than Chingy.
Yeah. Yo, you posted the list of top like 100 worst rappers of all time.
And Chingy was up. And I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
But anyway, nigga.
So, man.
But yeah, man, black ass.
Shake that juju off, and now I think we get back into the show.
That's anti-Semitic. Shake that juju off, that's anti-Semitic. I get it. You fired me. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So pass the mic over. Introduce the new producer.
Yeah, thank you.
Turn the camera on there. Which this is, and I want people to understand also why I did this, because I learned this.
Okay.
Women are better.
Okay.
Than dudes. You're rarely going to hear me say that, but when it comes to this type of thing. Women are better.
Uh-huh. Better?
Better. Women don't go to Mexico and OD.
Because women don't do dope shit.
Oh, he's so upset.
Ah, doped up and dying. You literally trying to live that shit out, huh? Yeah, good for you, man. Good for you.
You got to live by your brand, bro.
So introduce the new podcast, Tiana. Is the camera on? Say hello, Tiana.
T!
What's up, guys?
So you guys may remember T from early on when I first came on. A big part of where the whole Black Air Force One gang came from.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana came in here spewing this hatred towards Black Air Force Ones and all of the false theories. And you know, Tiana has had to sit
That's
in the background and watch the movement. Ooh, there's been such a movement, hasn't it, Tiana?
It's been a movement.
I'm still not buying a pair.
You're not?
No.
I'll get you a pair.
You'll see her in a pair soon.
Get your pair.
You'll see her in a pair real soon.
But we'll get you a stock and stuff.
You've seen the movement.
You've seen
oh, yes.
Football coaches buying.
Football coaches are handing them out.
Champions wear these.
Yeah, man. Like, they're everywhere. They're on the homepage of Nike.com. That's the back-to-school shoe of 2022, which, might I say, Black Air Force One, probably the most appropriate back-to-school shoe. If you
back
got a kid,
school.
If your kid is dealing with bullies.
Back to school.
If your kid is dealing with school shooters, there's a good chance that bully might go, hey, man, not him. Don't fuck with him.
Yeah. Because these shoes come with discernment.
Yeah.
You understand what has to happen or what can't happen.
Right. And it's actually, again, I want to go into the Black Air Force One stuff now just because we're talking about this. I want to start a new segment on this show that I think would be cool. It'll be like, we'll develop a sweep for it, intro if this works out. But I want to see like great Black Air Force One
stories
and history. Like,
Black
Air Force One gang in history, man. Like people who went from being really, really dark, evil to like, down there, they're glorified. You know what I mean? Like, because they shed all of that and they showed their value on the other side.
Black Air Force history.
Yeah, man. I came across, in this book that I'm reading, man, I'm reading this book right now called Tipping Point.
Tipping Point.
Yeah. So, Malcolm Gladwell, if anybody's interested in that, it's a pretty good book. But they brought my attention to Jim Hansen.
Okay.
Jim Hansen had a tipping point.
All right.
Prior to Jim being everything that was Sesame Street and all of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Those puppets were being used for a little bit more of an evil side, man. All of the puppets existed. Kermit, Big Bird, all of these motherfuckers existed before, but not like how we knew them on Sesame Street.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. When he was doing commercials, and he would do commercials for like bread companies or, you know, anything, like Kermit would just beat the fuck out of people. It's wild, dude.
What?
It is wild.
Kermit?
Did you find any of these links up there? Were you able to get any of them out of the email team? You need a little more time? Okay. So basically, he was already, and I think he was like a comic.
Okay.
To begin with, you know, because he has comic energy, like the comedic timing of these puppets. The humor was for adults, man. Yeah, man. And that lets you know, when your humor comes from a dark place, like the way this Jim Henson shit was coming, you could tell, like, oh yeah, this motherfucker was going through some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see now, you see somebody talking on stage and their humor is so dark, you'd be like, oh, they meant that shit. Mm-hmm. That shit real. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell, which my favorite thing to watch in comedy all the time. Like, people always see me watching comedy and be like, what are you looking for? Are you not laughing? I'd be like, I just looking for the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to hear something like, oh, that was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, I got an idea.
What's that?
I got an idea where I want to do a thing where, like, comics tell their jokes.
All right.
Like almost like Seinfeld. You know how Seinfeld would start off?
What's the deal with it, baby?
But he's doing stand-up, and then the episode is kind of, like, about the show.
It's loosely based off of what he's talking about, yeah.
I would love to see comics do their joke.
Okay.
And then it goes into more of, like, a episodic, almost like a Black Mirror-type episodic.
Okay.
Where they're reenacting what actually inspired that
and it's
joke.
Some dark shit.
Right. Because yeah. You ever think about that? Some of your jokes, you know the real story
yeah.
that inspired that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And you know, like, you cleaned it up. You especially, because you have a great ability to take something dark and then turn it into a fucking pearl. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, you found them? Okay, so check these out, man. She found some of these videos. These are old Jim Henson commercials when he was selling, like, food and bread. You know,
already. I'm already.
Coffee just blow up sometimes.
Oh, that's a lot of.
See what I mean?
And these are commercials. Real quick and simple.
Have some Wilkins coffee?
Well, I say.
Oh, shit.
I'll take some.
Surprising how many people are switching to Wilkins coffee.
What?
Nigga, Kermit was Black Air Force One all day.
Wilkins decaffeinated coffee is best at any price.
Oh, you just say that because.
Because what?
Because it's true.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Say something. Because of what? Because coffee, what?
Bro.
Yo.
My baby in your cradle, soft fluffy. I can sleep too because I drink Wilkins decaffeinated coffee.
Okay, that was a chill one. That was a chill one.
It was still on a fence.
And I think that's telly. Lets you sleep.
Not me. I don't drink it.
It lets everybody sleep.
Oh, shit.
Bro, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Where art thou, Romeo? And whereof is my Wilkins instant coffee?
The coffee's all gone.
Well, so am I.
Oh, shit.
Take that pussy away.
Yeah, man, this is a little more on the nose.
What are those spooks doing?
Serving Wilkins tea. It's out of this world. Finest tea served. Ghost to ghost.
Ghost to ghost.
I guess they just scared him. So go ahead. You can get these. You can find these all on YouTube. Any vintage commercials. Like, the crazy thing is how much he reused these puppets also.
The voice, too.
Oh, because it's just him doing the voice.
Yeah.
It's just him. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out, man, you know, to Jim Henson being, like, you know, one of the dopest Black Air Force One people in here in history.
No, forgive him. He got the
I don't like sleeping. That'll put you to sleep now. He was using mallets, hitting niggas over coffee. That's
I know,
great.
Right? And you can't cancel Jim Henson, right? This is, I mean, I wouldn't want to cancel him over that. Is he? Is he dead?
He's gone. He's dead and gone, right?
Really?
Yeah, Jim Henson, he's been gone a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a big deal, his death? Was it like the Queen's death? Or did they, like, go nuts for him? Or, like...
I don't think so, but I will say, shout out to Jim Henson for making the first...
That's why we like the movie so much. What's up, T?
He died May 16th, 1990.
Damn. He's been gone
for a while. Okay, yeah, no wonder I don't remember that shit. Okay.
Jim Henson had the fucking first edition movie Turtles, bro.
Fuck yeah,
Jim Henson Factory made them Turtles.
Yo, and if you didn't already, check that out, man. Us watching the Ninja Turtles on NNFA at the movies.
One of my favorite times.
That's at Gas Digital Network. Under the NNFA tab, if you have not subscribe. Or, you know, you can join using code NNFA. I think you get a 7-day trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think whatever the new price is. I know the price went up. So if you guys didn't. Also, yo, thank you for all the subscribers. We're right there. We are just under the 6,000 mark.
About time.
On the YouTube. We thank are y'all. At like 5,920.
Come on, man. That's 80 niggas. 80. We can get 80 by the end of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Share. All right, you know the deal, man. I don't remember what the deal was for 6, but I guess we'll definitely have to put out some bonus content or something for you for 6. But keep in mind, once what happens, once we get to 10, I keep saying it, so it's probably going to fucking end up happening and being real, even though I don't want to do it. I'll donate $1,000 to PETA, or I'll foster a fucking dog. Hey, Black Air Force One gang. Want to win a PlayStation 5? Yo Delta has your opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. I would hope it's brand new. That'd be weird if Yo Delta was just giving out like used, gently worn PlayStations, you know, only played a few games on it. Anyway, go to YoDelta.com and enter to win. No purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are great and will get you high, so you should totally, totally buy some. YoDelta.com to win a brand new PlayStation 5. YoDelta.com to win a brand new PS5. Let's get back into it.
Wow. Like, that is bold. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 followers, Dave Temple fostering a dog is going to be a fun thing to watch.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Fun.
Dude, I was exercising in the park this morning and somebody's fucking dog came up and tried to make me throw the ball. Like, the dude's already throwing the ball to him. He's running and getting it.
And to be honest with you, Dave, if I can be honest, I'd rather that dog had came up yesterday instead of that dude's kid getting in between all the sets.
Right.
I'd rather a dog, because the dog is going to go away. But this kid looking at us, and then the dad looking at us, and the kid like, dude.
To fill you in on what Derek is talking about, Derek and I, we work out in the park, usually around Mondays, Wednesdays, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just get the little swole on, you know what I mean?
Somebody said I look swollen.
Yeah. So, push-ups, pull-ups, all that. We on a little bar, doing a little push-up bar. You know, push-up it's a little bar. Low bar, but you get your chest off the
ground. Work
the
squirrel meat. Right, you get up in there and get the squirrel meat up out of you.
So we in here. We doing this. We've been doing this we done watched the park get tore down, rebuilt. Built. We've been out here for a few years holding this thing down. This is where we work out. Now that the park is nice, now that the park is all gentrified, and I mean it's really gentrified.
Yeah, they got workout equipment outside.
Yeah, with AstroTurf.
All
fountains,
that shit. AstroTurf, the
misters,
rubber.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but I kind of like my old, raggedy, roughneck,
them
concrete,
pull-up bars was great.
Dirty park.
Them old bars were great.
Yeah. People wouldn't come to the park because it looked scary.
Yeah.
Cool. Less, more for me. Now I don't deal with the shit that I'm dealing with now.
Yeah.
Where now, people are bringing babies out. For their morning walks.
Early, too.
You don't got to go to daycare?
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Why isn't he in daycare? Why aren't you guys at work? How you paying for this baby?
Yeah, I was pissed, bro. And then he kind of looked at us like we supposed to give a fuck.
Right. So we're working
it's
out on
the
bar
kid.
Together. Derek does his set. I do my set. And then this little kid walks over. Again, he couldn't have been about three.
Two, three.
Yeah. He's walking, you know. Talk, but he comes up and he grabs on the bar and he's hanging and swinging on it, and you know he's looking us in the face and smiling and all that stuff because you know it's playtime for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, hey, okay, cool. It's playtime, but
I don't blame him.
His parents can see that we are two grown. This is a white child, by the way.
Yeah, white child,
but he can see we are two grown black men working out in the park. So like. This kid is just on here, and the thing was, I know what he thought was going to happen. I know he thought we was going to be like, oh, let me help you out there, little man. Come on, little, you know what I mean? So that he could get like a little video, a little TikTok or something.
Look at my son with the niggas. No, fuck
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah. Look at my son with the monkeys on the monkey bars.
Look at Hunter, you know, making friends at the park or whatever, but I didn't want to make friends with
him. I didn't want to make friends.
Yeah.
I was at 150 at the point.
Right. I'm not going to come and touch your kid. I'm not teaching your kid how to do no push-ups,
no
man.
No, Lord.
That's your job, doughy chest.
Yeah. He had a doughy chest.
That's your job, Mr. Soft Meat and Mr. Softy.
Here go this nigga. Tell me when you guys want to get your next rep in.
Right.
You can't read it on our face.
Right. He goes, are you guys waiting to get put? Yeah. So this is what blows my mind. He doesn't snatch the kid. He doesn't go, hey, come here, get off the bar. He goes, hey, why don't we give these guys a turn?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
It was our turn.
It was our bar. Nobody was here.
Yeah, he's not even doing it right, bro.
He's a two-year-old. Like, why is he even out?
There's a playground.
Right over there.
Over there. There's a playground over there with bar, all of that shit. More
rainbow
shit
colors.
That makes sense for him.
But nah. You had to come here, and then and then it was a weird stare down. And the wife was over there with the other. I'm like, dude, why right here?
Right.
Why the fuck do you got to park right at this part of the park?
So this is what cracks me up. Then the guy goes, he convinces his son to wait and let us have a turn. And then he starts bargaining with his son. He starts coaxing his son. He's just going to do 10, and then you could get back on. And in my mind, I'm like, nah. I'm doing way more than 10.
Yeah, you're doing way more than 10.
you ain't never seen me work out. I'm doing way more than 10, right?
Like, show off. Like, right. Back up, go
but
away.
But the thing was, how you gonna tell your son I'm only doing 10? Like he about to count out loud, and then that's when Derek go, I'm doing 25 after
that. I'm doing 25 after that. Like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd never been in that much of a zone where I got 200 out in an hour and still was doing other shit. I felt good on Monday.
So Derek tells him, yo, he's going to do 25 after that.
Yeah.
I go way past 10.
Yeah.
I think once I get to around 20, he goes, why don't we go over here? You know what I mean? Because you realize it's going to be a while, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
That pissed me off. So let a dog come up to me while I'm working out. My heart is going to flutter. But a kid with a... No!
I don't know, man.
Even I love with the dog.
Even with the dog thing, I'm looking up like, yo, who dog is this? Because you know what pissed me off about the dog this
morning?
All right,
go ahead. What's up?
It was a dude. And he didn't get the dog fast enough. So that made me feel like you thought we was going to be friends.
Nah.
Like, you thought I was going to be like, ha, cool dog. What kind of dog is this? Is this a...
How?
Is he a... Oh, he's so. How old is he? You know, I had a dog like this before.
Is it a Mastiff capacity?
Do you bring him here often?
Is it a Ridgeback Maccabi?
Oh my God, he's so strong. He's a like no.
I'm trying to get my mind right, and y'all motherfuckers are out here interrupting my mental health.
Right. Stop using your dogs to make friends, people. Just walk up. Say, hey, how you doing? You know, whatever. But and then I knew he needed to leave the park afterwards because the dog brought the ball over to me. I gave the dog back his ball, and the dog put it back to me.
Uh-oh.
So I picked it up,
and I gave it
to the owner. I threw it to the owner, to which the owner then launched it, right, like across the park, and the dog ended up tripping some girl running for the ball. And it's like, yeah, bro. Get your fucking dog,
get
man.
Get your people, man. Get your dog.
Get your fucking dog.
Get your dogs.
I don't know, man. People be mad. They don't like.
But nah, I just don't like that. I really don't like, dude. Why are you staring? Well, I don't want to make friends right now. Like, what the fuck? You, your wife, and your kids move the fuck along. Like, I just wanted to say that, but I know it's just wrong to say.
Yeah,
because it's everybody's park.
It's not though.
But it's like
it's not.
Okay.
See, I'm not even from that neighborhood, and now I feel like the Puerto Ricans that were there before us.
I feel like the Puerto Ricans too. I'd rather take that. I'm taking their side. I feel you.
I'm about to graffiti this park up.
Yo. Yeah, they need to fuck it up a little bit. I think they need to fuck the park up a little bit.
Because
I'm a workout
yeah,
still.
Yeah, we need to bring the box back.
Yeah.
We need to get that Griselda playing up in there. You know what I mean?
Cussy music, yep.
Yeah, man, because it's too nice.
Nope. I didn't like any of that.
Yeah. I don't like a nice park. I realize that. Like, I'm used to doing yoga in the trash.
Or on concrete, asphalt, and garbage. Do you understand that? There's bottles everywhere. There's little food left over.
Yeah.
That's the park I miss.
My life changed because of the pandemic. I exclusively work out in the park. I got rid of my Planet Fitness membership.
Yeah.
No point. Well, no point, especially once they started giving out monkeypox.
Yeah, man. We was on the concrete. We was really...
Yeah. Well, that was because of COVID. I'd rather work out on concrete than catch COVID.
Absolutely.
Especially the way I had it the first time. That shit was bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, according to Joe Biden...
Yeah.
It's
you
over.
Heard about this shit?
It is...
Like, how the fuck 100%
over. Joe Biden says the COVID-19 pandemic is over.
Over.
That is what the data tells us.
I don't believe any of that shit.
Yeah. Well, did you see, there was a video of him doing an interview where he was talking about that. Scroll down a little bit. Can you make that a little bit bigger so I can read that a little bit?
This nigga's clumsy. I can't trust a clumsy president.
A little bit bigger for me. Okay. President Biden said in the 60 minutes. That's the thing that I saw. And they were walking around like some car show or something like that. That the COVID pandemic is a thing of the past. The pandemic is over, he said. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, which is a hilarious thing to say.
What the fuck does that even mean?
But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape. And I think it's changing. And I think the Detroit Auto Show resuming after 3 years is a perfect example of it. So that's what I saw. The video was him walking around the Detroit Auto Show. And they were asking him.
You know how I knew COVID might have been over? And my phone doesn't automatically capitalize it when I text it now.
Oh, shit.
Back when it happened, you press COV, the phone automatically...
And they're not even, I don't get those offers to try to turn on notifications if I've been exposed.
Yeah. Them weird little, I'm like, what the fuck?
That means Amber Alert's about to come back.
Something. Because it was cold. It was the red alert COVID for a long time.
Yeah, but we didn't have an Amber Alert the entire pandemic.
But I don't really think that's a good diagnosis for saying this shit is over. I mean, you just saying everything that people already notice.
Well,
that's not really a president. I don't like this guy because he's too old.
What? You really?
I voted for him, but I'm like, the fuck have you done?
Really?
Yeah.
So I just found this out. Like, I'm not like team Joe Biden or nothing like that. I just don't get on the whole we elected him and now we say fuck him. Now, here's why I think
I'm not saying fuck him. Right. But I didn't like him in the first place. I just was like, I guess I got to get a Trump out here.
Here's the thing, though. I'm at the other side of it. I think he's a good dude. He's a good president.
Okay.
I think he's a good president.
How?
One,
well, Kamala's a terrible vice president, but go ahead.
One, his son
is a crackhead.
53 years old.
Yeah.
Crack, like just full on junkie. Yeah. Just fucked. Do you understand how focused you have to be at work to ignore your child for 40 years?
On crack.
Only the best workers ignore some shit like that going on at home.
Wow.
Andy Reid has it. Andy Reid got...
Did he get a championship?
You got that right.
Oh, no.
He doesn't stop until Joe Biden is in his 70s.
Oh, no.
Achieving presidency, and he will let that boy die before he lets this country...
And he got him clean crack mouth.
What are you saying?
Sounds like me and you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will keep this ship going. Nah.
Yeah, wait. Nah.
But here's the thing. He also, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know about this.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know about this. There's no news coverage on this. No, I sound like Donald Trump. No one's talking about this. no news coverage. All right. Intel. You know the company Intel?
Absolutely.
That makes computer chips? Yeah. They just cracked soil.
Pentium processors.
And... Lincoln County, Ohio.
Okay.
30 miles west of Columbus.
Okay.
A $20 billion manufacturing plant. Those are manufacturing jobs for Intel coming back to America.
Intel.
That's Joe Biden. So the shit that, like, we're looking for, you know what I mean? Like, where the check at? Where the stimulus?
I'm not asking for a check. I just want to see some fly shit in the news. I just don't never see him. He don't ever have.
And that's crazy that the news didn't cover that.
Yeah.
That changes a lot of shit. Those are real fucking jobs in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah,
that,
man.
Like, working for Intel, that's a real salary, bro. You can leave New York and move to Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
And make $200,000 and be the man out there.
Columbus, Ohio. Getting all the Columbus pussy.
Right. And I'm telling you, here's the other thing.
Dirty footers everywhere.
And this is where I know old money always hides in Columbus. Old money hides in Ohio.
Okay.
Wright brothers. Think about it. We invented flight in Ohio.
Damn. Dave Chappelle. I'm sorry.
But there's a reason why Dave went out there.
Yeah.
There's something out there. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Like, so we... They looking out for some shit. You know what I mean? I get it. That's for them. And they you're probably, Dave, you're a sellout. You ain't going to benefit from none of that shit. I don't know. I'm going to teach my kids to work on computer projects and tell them move to Ohio. If they want to go to college in Ohio, I'm funding that shit.
There you go, boy. That's not even a far trip.
Yeah.
Ohio, was it 6 hours in the car?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, Derek.
It's only 6 hours in the car, right?
Oh, my God. From where?
From here.
From New York?
Yeah.
Please Google that. Please Google.
Is it?
Just Google Columbus, Ohio. No, and road map. Or
7 hours?
Google map it.
Should I go up? It's seven hours.
You need to go way up. Just Google it's map that for Derek.
It's far like that?
Derek is such a blonde hot chick.
Blonde hot chick. Ditzy hot blonde. Derek,
I don't know. I get in first class and I wake up and I was in Ohio.
Yeah. Because that's how it goes. I made all this money so I could be a hot blonde to myself. I'm my own sugar daddy.
Would you ever dye your hair any color?
I thought about it twice and then I was like, nah, I'm right. How many hours? 9 hours.
Oh, 9 hours? Really? That's more less than I thought.
9 hours, 21 minutes?
Okay, but that's all still, right. Yeah, that'd have been a big difference from six.
That's a big move. That's a big move. Nine hour trip.
9 hours to Columbus, Ohio.
9 hours, damn.
But yeah, that's an hour 40 flight.
Oh, wow. An hour and 40 minutes flight. Well, yeah, you know. I'll go. If we have to do a report on Intel and Columbus, I'm going. I'll go. Hey,
what's listen, going on? No mark my words. Mark my word. For all my listeners in Ohio, anybody who knows what I'm talking about too, please put that in the comment section so that you know. Yeah. So that they know I'm not just some... I mean, I've been reading a lot of shit lately, but...
Hey, and we'll do a show in Columbus. Well, shit, we'll do a show at Intel. Do a stand-up show for all the little workers.
It's all going to be Indian dudes. Come on.
I don't care.
That's not even racist.
They fuck with me, too.
It's going to be nothing but Indian dudes.
Shout out to the Indian peoples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love them, too. We just had a good time this weekend. So, there was a lot of them. I did a show in Long Island City. They was there. Heavy.
He said that.
All the Indians was there, and then they all was at the stand the other night, and we had a blast, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good shit, man. So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. The pandemic over. I mean, you feel like it's over, right?
Yeah.
You just don't like hearing it from Biden.
No. I just go, okay, but, you know, we'll see what else, because there's always something around the corner.
Yeah.
If it wasn't this, it was monkeypox. If it's not monkeypox, fucking we got 3 years because Antarctica's melting. And then fucking Miami only got, 30 years left and they're going to be underwater or we got something coming, flat earth, blah, blah, blah. It's always something to sinkhole.
To scare people, too, from moving to Miami. Because I recently read in a report, their economy is actually thriving.
Hilarious.
A lot of people move to Miami, spending some serious money. There's a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunities down there. And they're just like, it's going underwater.
And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm not, I don't do that anymore. Everything. Nope. I just go, let me smoke some weed and talk to my mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel bad. Like, that's all I've been doing lately. Smoking and meditating and reading. And
when I
feel
say talking
like,
to my mom crowd, that's my version of meditation. My mom just makes everything plain to me for some reason. So
what you mean?
Just being able to talk to her because she's been talking to me so long out of my manic overthinking shit.
Oh.
My mom just kind of knows how to. Yeah, you should. Blah, blah, blah. It's just her voice. I go, damn. You make a lot of sense, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have that. I get that. But no, if I can talk to my mom for 20 minutes, it does reset all my gauges.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Because she just say, you know, she there. You know, she's.
If I talk to my mom for 20 minutes, it's going to reset gauges, but.
The wrong one. Oh, why? It's going to be crossfiring that motherfucker. Crossfire!
It's going to be redlining, dude. Redlining, man.
Yeah, me and my mom tight, so it's
like. I love my mom. My mom made me who I am, but holy shit, man. It's like, I think the fascinating thing is just like, my mom is just, because I was just actually talking to another comic about this, Aunt Moore.
Okay.
Aunt Moore was dealing with some shit with some comics back in Philly, giving him hell on social media.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, he was actually, like, when I saw Aunt was getting on the road to go and do comedy. He's going to like open up for a big comic. So he's about to be touring, you know. He is touring. Since I've talked, he's left, you know what I mean? But he's like, yeah, man, you know, these niggas, they talking this and talking that. And I'm like, bro, why you worried about these cats back there? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, because the thing I'm recognizing that's wild is Philly is Philly.
Mm-hmm. It's always gonna be Philly.
There's an energy in there that makes people the way that they are.
Yeah.
Now that I'm out of it, I can really see, like, oh, you niggas have a problem. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you niggas are, like, sick. You know, there's a, like, and anybody, I'm not shitting on Philly, but there is an energy in Philly that is just like, oh, and when you in it, you're so used to, you just got to be callous to combat everybody else's energy that you're a different person. I'm a different person not being in Philly.
But you know what I love, though? It's just, I love the city because it brought us all together.
What, Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I love everything about, I love
it
what Philly made me, but I
made
know
us who
I
we
can't
are.
Be there. I can't be back there because they bring this out.
Yeah.
They bring this out.
They bring both of these out.
Right. Right. So, and they can't help it because they're in it. Mm-hmm. That's what I had to realize with my mom. My mom is still in it.
Mm-hmm.
She deals with it every day. Mm-hmm. She deals with it with neighbors, with people in the street, the news, you know what I mean? Contractors, anybody that she's interacting with is reinforcing that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't ask my mom to be any different. She still got to live in the jungle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I realized, like, oh, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong.
Okay.
You the one that left and changed, and now you want us to change.
Oh, wow.
We not changing, nigga.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So, go ahead. Don't answer the phone, nigga, since you a little bitch now. And then you got to take that. Yeah. I tell that all the time. Like, I feel like I'm a little bitch for, like, you
what's
know what
that
I mean,
song?
Away.
Kendrick got a song like that. You niggas boo boo.
Yeah.
Pick up your motherfucking phone, nigga. Can't talk to it. It's on an old album. And it's about him leaving Compton.
Yeah.
And how Compton can be.
Because they just wanted to gossip and talk about all of the bullshit. Yeah. Who Dooney and Burke bag is fake and all that shit.
All that
yeah,
shit.
I that shit. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
good song,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Kendrick
going
to be on SNL October 1st.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Holy
SNL
shit.
SNL coming back with a vengeance, good and they shit. Got a young Kendrick opening up the season.
Where you see the lineup at?
On Instagram.
you got a problem, you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't bring your phone to the park. Is that to
I
get off of it for a little bit?
I try not to stay off the phone.
Yeah.
Just stay the I hate it all, bro.
They said on average.
Say this shit. This is crazy.
On average, users spend 17 million hours a day on Instagram.
That's crazy. And then.
But that's nothing compared to TikTok's 179 hours.
79
a day.
Million.
179 million hours per day.
I didn't know you had that many hours in a day.
Well,
add it up.
Yo, that is a lot of man hours.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of man hours, man.
From a lot of people. Because all that 179 is happening in 24. So just imagine that.
Yeah.
179 million hours happening in 24.
Bro.
That's crazy.
And you wonder why you can't. You wonder why Black Ass wasn't a movie on Sunday. Everybody home looking at TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's same thing.
I'm about to get
we
a flip phone.
We went to
phone.
The movies. The movies, they had $3 movie day to try to pull niggas out.
Yeah. It worked,
like,
though.
How do we get niggas off their phone?
That might be the only way that it worked out. Because them shit, them shows were showed. I was
but
trying to see Bullet
if
Train.
That's the case, then that means TikTok literally has the value, the ability to devalue everything.
That's crazy.
Because now you got to plead with people to be like, please, just give me an hour. Give me an hour. Please, give me an hour.
Hmm. Yeah.
And like, you know what I could get for an hour on TikTok?
Yeah, man.
Like, what's the longest you think you've ever been on TikTok?
Too long. I just don't want to add up the hours.
Nah. If you had to ballpark it.
If I had to ballpark it in one day.
Like in one sitting. What's the longest you, what's the longest?
I think. I sat on TikTok for an hour once.
An hour?
A solid 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Just watching titties and ass and facts and all this shit. Just because it's not just titties and ass. It's facts and little trinkets. And then when you get tired of that, titties pop up. And then it'd be more facts and little trinkets
yeah.
and ideas, the scariest
Does
pictures.
Does your thumb
and all.
Ever get tired? Do you ever have to switch over to the other?
I get nauseous. And that's when I go, yep, I got to get the fuck off this fucking app. Fuck thumb. My stomach starts to turn. I'll be like, yeah, I got to. I've been looking down too long. My eyes and my nigga, why am I nauseous? I've been on. The apps make you sick. Like I got app sickness. I hate
Holy
this
shit.
Shit!
Has anybody else in the booth got this? Dylan T.
Back of a
you
Uber
got
one, but I was sitting still in my room. My stomach was
really.
I said, let me get the fuck off this.
Only for playing like Christ. Xbox too long.
You'll get nauseous from that?
Or your thumbs hurt, or you get nauseous.
No, the nauseous.
Yeah.
I think it's with your eyes. Like,
yeah,
you never put
you,
on the Oculus?
But
Oculus is the quickest way to get that. If you want to feel what he's feeling, put on the Oculus Rift for until you start feeling sick.
But okay. 60 minutes of just, after a while, my body's like, bro, you got to calm down, bro. Like, that's my stomach going,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
Your eyes, you've been rolling your eyes so long that I feel it here.
Yeah.
Like, this shit is stink. I hate it. I've erased it twice and brought it back just to see what my numbers were for my little clip on the special.
Okay.
And then as soon as I do that and try to put sports and news, titties. Big old asses. These chicks be so gross on there, bro.
Yeah, man.
The sounds, the little
bro.
Memes, it's just.
There was a time.
It's meme porn almost.
There was a time. And this is also when I knew TikTok wasn't for me.
Okay.
You can type TikTok in like the porn search queue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the girls would do the dance and close and then cut, and then they're doing the same dance naked, like some OnlyFans shit. And it was scary because I'm like, I don't know how old they are. You've seen this shit?
Yeah, they be.
You've seen them, Dylan?
They be too. Yeah, some of them girls.
I mean, Reddit, TikTok, not safe for work. One of the best subreddits there is.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. And that's a red. That's a thing that shows.
I've never gone on TikTok. I'm not. By the way, I'm not even trying to make a joke. That's why you see, you get funny from life.
Yeah.
I've never even gone. I don't think I have it downloaded, to be honest with you. That is telling no, not safe for work.
Yeah.
I go on that at least twice.
Just go there, yeah. And that's all you really need to see. Holy shit, man!
Just go on Reddit.
Are dudes getting naked on TikTok for anything? Not that I want to see that. I'm just curious. Tiana, you're saying yes. Have you seen this?
Gay dudes are getting naked for gay dudes.
It's always got to be gay dudes.
You know it's gonna be gay dudes.
And also, no, but also there's like trends where straight men have to like flex their muscles and glisten themselves in oil. It's
called the Tyler Perry Challenge.
It's a lot.
It's called BET Plus Challenge.
Anyway. I mean, no, not that I want it to be. I mean, it's not that I want it to be straight dudes. I just want girls to fall for it. I want girls to get caught up in the thirst trap. That's what I'm saying. I want girls to waste their time on thirst traps.
They ain't
I want to
do
see
that.
More girls scrolling while dudes are sitting there shaking their dick from side to side.
Pat, pat, pat.
Just
pat.
On it. Yeah.
The pat, pat, pat.
What? That's
pat,
not
pat.
A thing, huh?
Pat, pat. Anybody know? If y'all don't know about the pat, 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 dick ain't big enough.
But, yeah.
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 But the pat, 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 girls are always giggling at that shit.
They giggle at other dumb shit too, like Salt Bae.
Oh, God.
Women get excited for Salt Bae. This is your thirst trap, ladies? Seasoned meat? Because my nigga don't be seasoning like that. Come on, y'all. And he washed the dishes? Like, what?
You know what I like, to be honest? On Instagram, you know how they have the more PG little reels. When niggas cook in the forest, when motherfuckers be cooking all these meals dead in the forest with a dog, them shits is awesome.
Okay.
The dude be having a mask
awesome
on,
rules.
But he a
awesome
chef.
Rules.
And it's these big ass knives. The motherfucker cooks a whole meal in the forest. He make a fire. He use a rock as a stove and then make a chicken. You be like, oh, you can really do that out there.
Yeah.
And feeds a little bit to the dog.
Feeds a little to the dog, but it's like a nice steak dinner with fries. Like, how the fuck did he fry fries out here? Then he got things. You make fire and the stone and the rock. I was like, oh, that's kind of hard. I'd watch those all day.
I don't want to be a dick, but do you believe him?
Yeah. Well, how the fuck are you up? Well, it's a lot of edits.
There's a whole camera crew there with him, and all of the food is prepared. This is for TikTok.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Nothing's real.
Is it well lit, huh?
It is always well lit.
Jackass is real, and that's real. Everything's real.
Oh, fuck, man.
Hey, I hate it all. I hate it all. I don't believe nothing but God and my mom.
Bruh, I just got put on to...
Hey, y'all niggas.
T just put me onto a documentary, I Am Paris Hilton.
Okay.
You ever seen this shit?
I have not yet.
Paris faked.
This was the first one.
The whole thing.
What you mean fake the whole thing?
That's not her. She trolled the world, bro.
Wait,
She is a fucking genius.
Let me hear.
She's a she didn't even talk like that, bro.
Really?
Yo, but you can pull up any segment from it on YouTube. I don't think it should get flagged. It's a YouTube original, but you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, like She talks in a more regular voice. So I've gone down a path of discovering myself, and in the process of discovering myself and reading up more about Aquarius, I'm starting to find out about other Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
They're all fucking geniuses, dude. Albert Einstein, Ellen DeGeneres, like, you know, these motherfuckers. And Paris is one, too.
Oh, nigga, I never
listen to her voice. Listen to her voice.
Is that person anymore? Ever since we started shooting this, I've realized a lot more about myself.
Oh, shit.
So, like, Yeah, I watched this thing. The thing is, her parents, they did a lot of fucked up shit.
Is that
her?
The voice you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, dude, that's just bitchy white girl trying to be cool.
But
voice.
It's deep.
But
that's her just being like
Paris.
I smoke
yo, I highly recommend I watching this shit. Now. Paris got some Black Air Force One energy. All right, to
I'm
her,
watch.
Bro.
I'm gonna watch.
Paris,
you got me watching the white girl docs, but I watch it.
But yo, I'm telling you, first of all, Paris did like Paris got not locked up, but she got sent to a lot of emotional support camps, like when she was a kid.
Oh shit!
You know, when you're a New York kid that's kind of partying a lot,
and your dad owns Hilton.
Yeah. Well, not her dad. It's like her grandfather, something like that.
Long money.
But it's like, yeah, like partying too much. Yeah, they would send her to like a camp in U-Haul in Utah. You know what I mean? And to get beat up and straightened out a little bit, and she would escape and run away. Yeah, dude, she's not who you think she is, bro.
Paris El Chapo.
Yeah, exactly. And Paris pretty much came up with this character while locked away.
Wow.
Like on some West Side Gun shit and just came out. Yeah.
And was Paris Hilton who begat Kim Kardashian who begat. Wow.
Bruh.
Didn't Paris start this shit?
She started all of it, bro. Yeah. She started the little dog movement. She started like the selfie was her.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? And everybody thought she was just a dumb chick. This bitch runs 32 businesses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's out here, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think what's even more amazing is she's not a...
We're going to get her on the show.
She's not... Yo, it's funny. I remember I used to listen to Opie and Anthony, and she walked off of Opie and Anthony because she was just like, you guys are fucking annoying me, and you only want to talk about my sex tape. Which, she talks about her sex tape, too. Pretty fucked up. Sex tape is pretty fucked up, bro. Who's that?
The one
Britney?
With the dude.
That's
in the green
screen.
That's
the selfie that she claims is the first selfie.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Huh.
I will say this. I did.
Damn, that's bright.
I did Google first selfie ever, and it's bright.
That is so bright. Oh, shit. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. He didn't last, though, because it did that big explosion thing.
Robert Cornelius.
Oh, it lasted my eyes. Yeah, man. But yeah, Paris is dope. Got a lot of respect for me, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, go check that out. I Am Paris. It's on YouTube. I mean, a shameless plug on that one, man. Yo, so I actually want to, speaking of YouTube, I want to end this out with a game, man.
Okay.
This will be a game that I want to play with guests going forward, but I want to play it with you first to just see okay. if this game has got any fucking legs, all right? So this is a game where I'm going to read off some comments, all right? And you, Derek, you got to guess whether these comments came from a porn site, okay. whether they're comments on porn videos or comments on YouTube videos.
Absolutely.
All right, Dylan, can we still get some game show music, please? You still got that queued up there? I'm going to find some of these. I got them in my phone. So basically, T will pull them up or whoever will pull them up on the screen when I read them. No. Not until after we reveal. Not until after we reveal. So I'll read it from my phone.
All right.
That way he can't see it.
All right, word.
All right.
Just waiting on some what you call it? There you go. Fuck it.
Alright. What are we gonna call this game too? Is it from YouTube or is it from porn? I like
that. Why not? Yeah.
So it's a game where I'm gonna read off a comment from the comment section. Mm-hmm. You'll hear it. And okay. then you guess whether this is a YouTube video
okay.
or a porn video. All right?
Word.
So, first comment is... it's from a user named Lil Nas X Official.
Okay.
Thanks for using my music in the first half. Is that a YouTube video or porn video?
YouTube?
All right, pull that up there. Find that comment and put it on there. Okay, so
when we see I know the colors.
Yeah, when you see the colors,
I know the colors.
All right,
yep, that's porn. I know the fucking colors. I know those colors. If it's black and yellow, oh, it ain't Louis Khalifa, nigga. It's not the terrible towels. That's the hub, nigga.
All right, cool. All right. So you know how this is gonna go. All right, cool. So let's see here. This one. As I was scratching my balls during this part, and when the face popped up, I almost ripped my dick off.
Porn?
What do we got?
God damn it.
Nah, that's a YouTube video.
All right. I knew I should have said.
That is a YouTube video about a spitting cobra. That someone wrote that.
When the face pop up. This is a good game. All right, I'm in. I done fucked up twice. Let's go. Let me see if I can get at least one.
All right. That's exactly how I look after I take a dump, then realize there's not toilet paper and have to get up and go find some.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Porn.
Porn?
Yeah.
All right. Find a comment there.
Fuck!
That is a YouTube video.
All right.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. How does the Pythagorean theorem work?
I want to say YouTube, but it might be a trick. That might be a trick. I'm dying. YouTube, whatever.
YouTube?
Probably porn. It's probably porn. Yep.
Oh,
it's probably porn. It's probably porn. I kind of already knew it was this, but I just didn't want to say it.
I never seen someone say it. I think it's a trick. Fuck it. I trust you. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
It was porn. I knew it.
This video.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. I like this.
Yeah, yeah. So this one is from a user named Real Cracker Barrel.
Oh, God.
This video is almost as good as our buttermilk biscuits.
YouTube.
YouTube?
It's porn again. Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think I like this game, yeah. Man. It's all right. Like, you stink at it, but.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I think I like this game. Hold on. All right. Let's get one more before we go. Is that all of them? Fuck, I think that was all of them. Yeah, that was all of them, was it? Is there one more? Oh, yeah. Nah, that was all of them. Okay, cool. That was fun, man. That was fun. All right. So we'll figure that out. I like the way that game feels. We'll get a sweep for that.
That's good. That'll be good. I'm terrible at it, but I like it. I'd rather read them off than be the nigga, the contestant. I like reading them off. That's better. I feel like a whole internet asshole right now. I feel terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just for getting those wrong?
But whatever. You know. But at least I knew the colors.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, you ain't.
That was the thing I was worried about. I was like, yo, you think everybody knows?
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody got them colors. Bruh, when Michael Jackson died, I was on the hub and the fucking moon. When Mike died, Hub had this nigga doing the moonwalk across porn. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah. God damn.
I know them colors.
Damn, yeah. Son.
Yeah, man.
Michael Jackson was a fucking legend, man.
Yeah, he had, they was over the orange and over orange and black.
Yeah.
Dune. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is wild, man.
I tried looking up that. It was
to
it
see,
was
yeah, did you good, find it?
Not a good Google search.
Wait, did you type Michael Jackson Pornhub?
I typed Michael Jackson died Pornhub moonwalk. It's not a good thing to type in the moon. Don't type
it.
It
was right around that time, right when Jay died. I happened to go by the clip. I was feeling a little woozy. And then I saw the dude. I almost stopped. I almost didn't jerk off. I was like, that was kind of great. Like, that motherfucker's really that famous.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, there's not much that, well, no, now, I can't with the young girls, man. I gotta go, man, when they look young. Which I did ever tell you, I think that was how you used to get, you ever go into like Uber or Lyft and they'd be like, hey, man, you got a $10 credit.
Yeah.
You ever had that happen?
No, but I know what I've heard of it, but yeah. I never got it.
I always feel like that was because they saw my internet history and I did something good. Like, you ever click on a video and you be like, this girl looks too young, and you just back out and go somewhere else?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's where those credits come from.
Yeah, I don't like I don't like these stacked-ass 18-year-olds. I don't even like that.
Yeah.
18 is still too young.
Yeah, just go, ugh. Way too young.
And they be naked on TikTok.
I have an 18-year-old daughter, so yes, that is way
they be bouncing
too young.
Titties all this on TikTok. Like, I'm like, why are you doing this to men?
Jesus Christ.
You only 18, 19. I feel
get
terrible.
Off TikTok, man. Go to Reddit.
Reddit, all right.
I'm not going over there.
I'm not going over there either,
if you're going to look at them, might as well look at them.
Oh. I saw it on porn. That shit would be on porn sites. It would pop up on porn sites.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't click on this. But that was weird that the girls would do it too, man.
So like, you watched it?
Well, on porn, yes. On porn, yes. I saw it. That's how I know it exists. That's why I brought it up. But this shit, because it's also disrespectful because you know it's not their house. You know, like, for these kids to be doing this in somebody else's fucking house, That's like the only fan girls that be doing shit in their parents' house. That shit is crazy. OD wild, disrespectful, man.
Those are the only queens I support. Keep doing your thing, queens.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
If I can hear the parents arguing in the background, even better.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Well, look, this has been a dope one, man. Let's get out of here.
Dylan, I respect you even more now for actually going through that.
Also, I just want to say, guys, I just want to say before anyone, I just want to say to your face, I don't think I can do the show anymore. I just want to quit. I formally want to say, I have a lot on my plate.
Yeah,
I really appreciate y'all. Y'all my OGs.
I fuck with you more now.
I got to hang up the jersey, though, y'all. It's too much. So, I love y'all. Mo Black Guys Comedy Show.
I respect this young boy. He's going to be an okay 30-year-old. He's going to be an okay 30s nigga.
He turned off the headphones where he could hear the mook drop.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking mook. And we don't pay mook.
Nah, man. But that would be Dylan's signing off.
That was a signing off.
You know what I mean?
And I respect that motherfucker for doing it this way.
Yeah, man. Yo, but dead ass too, man. You know, and I don't know whether he can still hear this or not, but like, dude, I hope he gets it together.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when Howard Stern had to get rid of Artie Lang.
Oh, shit. Jesus. He's not a heroin addict. I mean, he almost died in Mexico, but, you know, wow.
But, no, and I'm not taking that lightly, dude. I do care about him. I do want, you know what I mean, the best, but yeah, he was fucking shit up, man. It was bad.
I'm going to take this phone call.
Yeah, man, go ahead, do your thing. Look, we're closing this out, man. Lil Baby T is here, so you can, you know, say goodbye to the people as we close out one more time. Introduce yourself one more and tell the people goodbye.
What's up, everybody?
There you go.
She's brand new. She's doing her stuff. There you go, T.
Yeah, so we'll have two house cats on the show now.
Two house cats.
Yeah,
now we
got two cats.
Natalie and T. Yeah.
Derek, man, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, talk to God, eat your vegetables. I love y'all. The great boy.
I'm the God. Follow me on all social media at I'm Dave Temple. Check out the live show dates. We'll see you guys soon. We'll be back in Black Ass in 3 weeks. Love you guys. Right. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.